I feel the need. The need for speed.
I'll milk it one more time, Craig, for the 30th anniversary of Top Gun, as we honor it today. Where in that movie, there was a Maverick, there was a Goose, there was a Viper, there was an Iceman. But I tell you, Craig, there was no Bull. Only on WEOL.
We bring you Bull.
That's not the name of the segment.
What is the name of the segment?
We're working on this. Andy Bulbarts joins us. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're working on whether we want to talk this from the bullpen, shooting the bull, which sounds a little violent and a little derogatory at the same time. We're not quite sure. We'll work into it. Just the same way as you come up with a home run call, that you kind of just let it come off your lips. We can't force anything for a name of a segment when we talk with Andy Bulbarts about the Lake Erie Crushers. But that's what we're doing this morning and every Thursday at this time. Good morning again, Andy. Are you all set and ready to go? Excited for 2016 Lake Erie Crushers baseball?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's a lot of newness around what's going on down there, of course, with new ownership. It's certainly given a lot of the folks in and around the area some renewed enthusiasm, and I think everybody's anxious to see how much things are going to be different. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, there's new ownership, but it's still baseball. It's still the Crushers. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of excitement that will always surround opening day. There's always something different about it. I think everybody's anxious to get the new season going. And because of what happened on the field last year, I think everybody's anxious to see how that's going to change as well. So it should be very exciting for all parties involved. Let's just hope that Mother Nature cooperates and keeps the showers and storms away.
Well, of course, one thing that hasn't changed, their manager, Monge, is back again for another year.
Yeah, Monge is back up for his third season, so that'll always be entertaining for everyone that comes out to the ballpark. Monge is a very colorful skipper, to say the least, and you know, over the last few years, he's done a pretty nice job of assembling a strong pitching staff, and yeah, I guess we won't know until they get going at 7:05 later tonight, but at least on paper, it looks as though this is a team that has been constructed with the strengths in pitching and defense, and really, at that park, at All-Pro Freight Stadium, that's kind of what you need in order to be successful. And, I guess we'll find out a little bit later on tonight what this team's all about. But as of right now, when you look at that team on paper, it sure seems as though the strengths will be pitching and defense.
Well, I see you have a dozen or so pitchers, but I'm looking at this roster, and it lists only four infielders. How does that work? I mean, who's a backup, or where does the other folks come, or is this typical for a Frontier League team?
There's some versatility in there, and I think they may. Is there a gentleman by the name of William Beckwith on the roster you're looking at?
He was just
added, I think, either late last night or early this morning. So he may be the fifth one. But regardless, like I say, there's a lot of guys that they sign anymore. They have to have a certain degree of versatility. I mean, if you can only play one position, you had better be great at that position. Otherwise, they're going to find guys who can play multiple positions. And I think that's what Monge has searched for over the last couple of years. He's looked for guys that can play a bunch of different positions to give him some more flexibility when he's filling up a lineup card or when he's looking to make an adjustment late in the game.
Andy, the Crushers held a public tryout a couple of weeks ago. Were any players signed after that?
Nobody that I'm aware of was signed from that particular tryout. Don't quote me on that, but I don't believe anybody was signed from that. I do know that a couple of weeks after that, they had the Frontier League draft. Now, I know they drafted two guys that they brought into their spring training. Both of those guys have since been released. So, yeah, Monge had a lot of guys on his spring training roster. I want to say at one point he had somewhere in the area of 40 guys, which is a ton. You usually don't see that many. So he brought a lot of guys into camp, and he trimmed that down to 22, I think, before he ended up signing another player yesterday. But he had a ton of guys. And I know there was a lot of excitement around that tryout that they had a few weeks ago. But again, as far as I know, he didn't sign anybody out of that.
How does the, and maybe it's sometimes hard to tell as ways rosters get reconfigured, with the Travis City, Schaumburg, how are those teams looking to shape up this year?
A lot of turnover, but the way the league is constructed, you have to have a lot of turnover. So what the league does is they've got a couple of different classifications for each player. And I don't want to bore you guys with the details, but it is interesting how these classifications are structured. But the league does that so that guys can't hang around in this league and play for 10 years. I mean, it also makes it so that certain teams can't be stacked. I mean, you have to have X amount of what are called rookie classification players, and you have to have X amount of what are considered experienced players, and every team is allowed one veteran exception. The veteran exception, if they turn 27, I take that back, if they turn 27 before the season begins, then they cannot be considered a veteran. It's between 27 and 30 years old, so you get a three-year window with that veteran. Every team's allowed one. A lot of teams don't use that, though, which is kind of surprising. But because of those rules, it's really tough at the beginning of every year to look and see who's going to be the best team in the league and who's not going to be so good. But there are some teams out there that bring back a lot of experience. And again, you know, that doesn't always mean that they're going to be good. There were a couple of teams last year that brought back a lot of guys, and it just didn't work. I mean, even here in Lake Erie, we've seen some guys come back that we get really excited about, and then all of a sudden you find out in the first 2 weeks that something must have happened in the off season, or maybe you reach back for something and it's just not there. I mean, I guess we have to keep in mind that it's been 8 months since some of these guys last played live action. So I think when you look around the league, you do see that there's a great deal of turnover, but that's not totally uncommon. Traverse City won the league last year, but they turned over a tremendous amount of players on that roster. So you can't look at last year's champs and point to what they have on paper and think that they're going to repeat or that they look like they're going to repeat. But that's the beauty of this thing, guys. I mean, at the beginning of every NBA season, you could look at every roster and say, wow, this, you know, Golden State or the Cavs both look like they're going to get back to the championship, or you even in baseball, you have your favorites. In the Frontier League, it's so hard to determine a favorite.
You had a couple exhibition games. The Crushers took on the Florence Freedom last week. Did we learn anything? Kind of split it, but did you get a sense of anything just from those games at all?
No, and it's only because I think for those exhibitions, I think that's simply a way for the managers, again, you know, with Monge going into spring training with as many players as he had, that was more of an opportunity for him to kind of see what he's got. And I think that really was a trial for a lot of guys to either make the team or in some cases, you know, not make the team. And I think that was really just a four-day or a four-game stretch for him to get an idea as to what he was working with. You know, and this is – it's a cutthroat business. There's no question about that. You really don't get a large window of opportunity. And for a lot of the guys that were playing in those four games, that was their window of opportunity. You know what I mean? I think for some of the guys he signed in the offseason, you know, you don't always get a chance to see the guys – that you sign. You would like to, but you don't always get that opportunity. So when he gets them in camp, you can only work them out so much. When you get them into an exhibition, those guys attack that as if it's a live game situation, like they're playing in Game 7 of the World Series, because they know that might be the only chance that they get. But really and truly, I mean, it's not like, you know, Mond was going to play those four games and kind of get a better feel for, you know, what his veterans are going to do or what his experienced guys are going to do. I think he just used that as a four-game stretch to get a feel for which guys he could keep and which guys he wanted to cut loose.
Well, we open the season tonight, the Lake Erie Crushers do, against River City Rascals, three games, and then they have midweek games against Schaumburg Boomers, also at All-Pro Freight Stadium. WEOL is about 20-game season of the Crushers on the radio, both home and away. And I also noticed, I guess, the Sunday games have been moved back to that 5:05 start. That's a little change for the season.
Yeah, and I think that doesn't occur until a little bit later in the year. I think in May and in June they've got some 2:05s on Sunday, and then later in the season they'll move it back to 5:05. But, of course, that works out really well because that means more Sundays with the Crushers on WEOL, right?
Absolutely. We look forward to the call tonight. You and Tim Alcorn out at All-Pro Freight Stadium, weather permitting. But tonight, 7 o'clock, 7:05, first pitch, River City Rascals in town to take on the Crushers. And we'll be talking every week at this time with Andy Bulbarch as we look at the Crushers throughout the season. Andy, we'll talk again next week. Appreciate your time today.